Sci-fi. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is Starburns Audio Produced Podcast that has been called An Awesome Show by CD0156 on Apple Podcasts. If you have a five-star review, leave it on Apple Podcasts. He goes on to say, or he or she, I'm not sure, CD could stand for cross-dresser for all I know.
Good
the
save.
Podcast that got me hooked on podcasts, which is very high praise.
And that's great.
And I can only imagine things are going uphill as you listen to all the better podcasts.
Do you think that stands for something, you know, like the 156 look like letters? Kadox. No. I mean, no.
Like a license plate kind of thing? I don't think so. Like he's a jet skier.
Jet skier, yes.
He's an avid jet skier, and he picked the weirdest name to let the people know that. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF our good friend from the upcoming movie, Derek Stead, writer, director, star, Kurt Neal.
Hey guys, good to be back on the USSSSSS. I love
it, dude.
The USSSSSS. That's my favorite ship. Just five S's. That's all you said.
SSRLSF. It's an acronym for the title of the show.
Hey,
how
man.
Are you?
Good to see you, creeps.
Yeah.
Tell us about this movie.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, man. I made a movie called Derek's Dead with a bunch of friends and a little help from some other people. Some producers came on and gave me some help, and I don't want to ignore them. But it was a lot of just like friends doing favors and shit. And it was really fun. It was very Channel 101 style. A lot of people doing favors just on the fly. But it's cool. I think it's good. It's called Derek's Dead. It's due out December 15. If you can, pre-order it in advance because that makes us look really cool. It's available for pre-order right now.
Yeah, I pre-ordered it, dog.
Thank you, dog. It'll be out for good December 15th, and it's just a fucking dumb comedy. Buddy's getting in trouble and have to get out of it, man. It's all improvised, and it's I think it's funny.
It is funny. I've seen it multiple times.
Right. Yeah, right.
I haven't pulled the I gave you notes on one cut.
Oh, that's right. You did, actually, yeah.
Oh, cool.
I haven't pulled the trigger on the pre-order yet. I'm weighing, it's $12, right? I think I can spare it.
I'll give you a little insider tip. You want an insider tip?
Yes.
They're doing a Black Friday flash sale. Black Friday weekend. I think for like two or three days. It's $6.99.
Oh shit. I'm gonna wait for that. I don't know if this episode will be out in time. I think maybe it will. I think
it won't. Black Friday is in 2 days, right?
Right. It's this Friday.
When do we come out?
This will come out Sunday night.
So you can skip it if you want. And if you guys are listening and you missed out on that, sorry, but you're gonna want it. So I say go
listen,
for it.
Listen, I mean the big promotion is we're trying to take down Tenet. They come out the same day, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, no, thanks for pushing that. I just checked. I was ignoring you guys because I checked iTunes. Basically on iTunes, they break down so many different categories for these movies you can rent or pre-order. They're broken down by like genre, of course, but then you can break them down by like when they're due out on video on demand. So in the category of specifically movies coming out on December 15th on VOD, we are currently number 4 behind Tenet, The War with Grandpa, a new Robert De Niro grandpa one.
And, oh God.
And something called Army of One, action adventure. It says they left her for dead. Big mistake. Two sentences. We're number 4 behind those three. And I think that's specific to bestsellers on December 15th. So if we just keep getting more pre-sales, we should jump these idiots.
Yeah, we got to take down that Christopher Nolan. He's gotten too big for his britches.
He's been on top for too long.
Yeah.
We need to finally take him down.
You should put out a fake poster that has Christopher Nolan in your movie. So it's like, are you going to watch the movie that he made or the one that he's in?
Hey, maybe you should really get to know the guy for once. How about that?
This is your, God damn it. You guys gave me so long to think of it and now I can't. Memento. This is your memento.
This is my memento.
Let's have a new up and coming Christopher Nolan take down old stodgy Christopher Nolan.
The night is darkest before the dawn. Dark night.
Do you want to know how I got these scars?
You want to know how he's got scars? I can do it pretty good.
Do you want to know how I got these Scars?
You're just doing Cartman, dude. You're from Colorado.
God damn it.
Yeah,
damn it. It's me, Cartman.
Get me. Respect my authority. Remember when he was a cop? I don't know.
Oh, who can forget when
who could cop? Possibly forget?
Calm down, Cartman. It's me, Kyle. Calm down.
Shut up, Jew. He just calls him a Jew. Is Kyle the Jew? Remember that whole thing that he does?
I think Kyle's the Jew.
Yeah, it's a good show, man. Good show.
Oh God, yeah. Pre-order South Park coming out December 15th.
Do you
guys entire 12th season
podcast where they just quote old South Park?
One of my favorite podcasts.
There's probably the people that, guys. That still do that, right? That like quote old TV shows.
Hey,
like,
damn it, Kyle!
There has to be a podcast called South Park Guys where they break down individual episodes.
Kitty, it's my papa. Kitty.
Anyone that tries to do a Cartman impression only does first two seasons. It's all Kitty and cheesy poofs. And kind of respect my authority, even though that was later.
Cheesy poofs.
Unbearable first two seasons.
What? Unbearable?
It's hard to watch. Go back and watch the first couple seasons of South
Park. Oh, really?
Yeah, it's hard. Because of the voices. Just because of Cartman.
We didn't have Comedy Central in Colorado for those first two seasons, and people were upset.
Yeah. That'll happen.
Or at least the first one, I guess.
It was an important thing in time.
Yeah, did you have a VHS copy, Wade, back in the day before South Park came out?
No, I watched clips on the internet.
Oh boy.
We had a VHS that we would play at parties.
Oh my God.
Like this thing, it was the Jesus versus
the yeah, Santa the fight. Christmas thing. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I can't believe you had a VHS. It was online.
That was like 96. Yeah.
It was 97 because I watched it when I was a freshman. I watched it in the dorms.
But this was the summer before that.
Oh, so they didn't have the internet 6 months before?
Well, they did.
Come on, get the fuck out of here, dude.
Do the research. This is the episode now. We just have to solve this.
I got my first.
I had internet in 95
and 96. We
yeah. I think you're ahead of the game though. We didn't have internet personally then.
We could connect with
poor people. So I hate poor people.
We didn't have internet until
90. Sorry. Sorry, I only hang out with people that have the most up to date technology. Sorry.
If you guys don't have a PS5, we can't do this podcast.
Teslas or I'm out. Everyone has a Tesla or I'm out.
Where do you don't plug in your car? Get the fuck out of my house.
You gotta plug in your car, man.
You gotta plug in your car, dude.
Otherwise you're a fucking poor man.
It's 2020. How are you not?
I can't be seen with poor people. Willie.
Oh yeah.
Oh. No, go on.
Have you guys played Dead?
Dead to Rights?
Wait. Dead
to Fight.
It's this one where it's all the bad guys, Freddy Krueger, Jason.
Sure. Night of the Bad Guys, I think it's called.
Something like that.
Night of the Living Bad Guys.
No, that's called Bad Boys.
Bad Boys 2.
Bad Boys for Life.
Bad Guys for Life, and it's about Freddy.
Hey, was it weird that they called Bad Boys 3 Bad Boys for Life?
Did they put the 4 in there?
They didn't, but they could have saved it.
Something else. What pissed me off? They like didn't include the Cubans weren't there. I was pissed that the Cuban guys weren't there.
The Cubans weren't there. They didn't do the Puff Daddy song, "Bad Boys for Life." They didn't use it.
That's weird, man. They did it all wrong.
"Bad Boys for Life" is only a phrase because of that song, and they didn't use it.
Absolutely, they blew it. They completely blew it.
They fucking blew it. Hey, listen up, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence.
We know you're listening.
And we're taking shots at you, you old stodgy actors. Get out of town, man. Make way for Michael B. Jordan.
Just hang him up already if you're going to make that big of a mistake because you guys were involved with the production. You guys got to go.
Do you think I only thought of this because Michael B. Jordan, did he just get nominated or did he get voted
Sexiest Man
Alive?
Yeah.
It just
is
made
that
me
a People magazine thing.
I don't know. Whatever.
I get mistaken for him a lot. People always think I'm Michael B. Jordan.
Is it because of your weak chin?
No, it's because their eyes are kind of closed, so they can't really tell. Who is it? They just see the buff body.
Well, it made me think of like if they had the sexiest comedian alive.
Yeah.
If they Kumail. Had, well, it's Kumail now, but before Kumail, I mean, like
Eddie Murphy.
Well, I guess there's always been, you know,
young Eddie Murphy.
I think of like the sexy comedians versus the ones that I think are funny.
Well, yeah, because like Damon Williams Jr. is like hot, but like.
Damon Wayans?
Well, like Dane Cook. Dane Cook would probably be on the hot list.
In like 99, Dane Cook was like
Andrew
the hottest
Dice
guy.
Clay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
Andrew Dice Clay. People don't think Andrew Dice Clay is hot.
He was never hot.
I think when he had his leather jacket, like the same people that like people that drive Harleys.
I guess, but then you
make up a lot of the vote.
They don't read People magazine. They read Sturgis Live.
Sturgis Weekly. How many of my friends died this week? if you find the right group, they'll think anybody's hot. Like, that's not a good argument. Like, the motorcycle guys liked them.
Andrew Dice Clay is objectively not hot.
I would have to agree. Okay. Willie?
So get the fuck out of here, Willie.
I imagine to all the people from the 70s, they might think he's hot. All the people from the 70s.
Unbelievable that you're willing to die on this hill.
Why won't you give this up? He is not hot.
I don't even care about is. You're arguing was, and I'm still disagreeing.
He's never been hot. He's always had sideburns.
Yeah, and he's always been a dick.
Yeah.
Hickory dickory dock.
I'm a fucking asshole. Hey.
That's comedy. That's 80s comedy. Yeah.
I got a gimmick. Can you tell?
Yo, I'm smoking my cigarette very aggressively.
I'm going to be the pissed off guy.
Dick and pussy.
I'm going to tell limericks. And I'm going to say their jokes.
Watch your
Remember microphone. The alphabet? Oh.
And here's the audience. Oh, okay. Interesting. This is funny.
Because seven was fucking nine.
We're in the audience. This is funny. Okay. Yeah, I like this guy.
Three blind mice. My cock is huge.
I don't even remember how that thing went.
Willie.
There's three mice on the clock.
What are we talking about?
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi. Is there an ancient history of a lost civilization in Egypt that's right in front of our noses? And could we be that ancient civilization that was created by gods to mine gold for them? We'll get into that a little bit. they work together well. All that tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
I forgot to do the WoW scale. Should we do that?
Oh, yeah. We should.
Again.
Well,
do
it's
you not
good.
Want to?
It's
we don't
to
have
do.
To.
No, do it. Yeah.
We'll do choppy quick.
Okay.
WoW scale.
Are you a wed or are you a willy?
For those of you listening who don't know, the WoW scale stands for wed or willy. It's a 5-question scale. You'll be judged from 0 to 5. If you're toward the 0 side of the scale, you're a Wade. If you're toward the 5 scale, you're a Willy. Are you ready to take the WoW scale?
I've never been more ready.
First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Aliens is always a yeah, probably for me. It's always like it only makes sense that they do. But I'm such an evidence guy. I don't see any evidence of it. So I'm not confident that they've been here. I just assume they're out there. So yes. And if I have to say yes or no.
Can I just jump in if you want?
Also, if I could say, I'd say probably to all three.
If you want to do any homework, Kurt.
No.
In the past like 3 years, the government is basically letting the world know that aliens are real.
Well, they put out videos. They don't know what it is, but they're not evidence of aliens at the same time.
But that's how disclosure would work. They wouldn't ever come out and say it's aliens. You'd be like, well, we just don't know what it is. And like, hey, just right. So you know, we're secretly spending taxpayer dollars on researching what this phenomenon
what the fuck
is.
They are. But they still nobody knows if they're actually aliens, right?
Well, if they did know, there's no way they'd tell you. So it's you kind of have to like.
So why release any of it?
I'm only saying that now because it's weird. It's weird because I feel like this is disclosure is happening, but it's just like still not even happening.
What's the benefit of releasing the footage and still maintaining the lie that they don't know what it is? If they're lying, they don't know.
If we could prove, if you knew that they knew all along, I feel like that would breed anarchy quicker than. So it's like, hey, no, we said we didn't know. You know, for the last decade, we've been saying we don't know.
But that's the whole reason you think it's a lie now? They could have just never known. You're assuming that they know.
That doesn't fit into Willie's constructed narrative.
How can you assume they know?
Whistleblowers, I guess, is there's a lot of whistleblowers out there.
I'll see that. I'll listen to a whistleblower before I look at a video of a thing and know it's alien.
All right. I'll send you some.
Send me the whistleblower.
Oh, my God. Can I move on?
Yeah. So it's probably to all three, but yes, they gotta exist.
Ghosts.
No.
Bigfoot.
No.
Psychics.
No, I don't think so. Not as confident as the last two, but probably no.
Are you superstitious?
Yeah, I think so. We've talked about this. I've definitely had like the dumb like sports ones, like don't step on the line when you go onto the baseball field. But I have others. I have other little. Almost like OCD tendencies like that of like, I do a thing this way every time, or, you know, I better do this before I do that. Little things like that, that feel superstitious to me, but I also go out of my way to break them to prove to myself I don't need them. You know what I mean?
Would you ever, let's say the biggest game, who's your favorite sports team?
The Portland Trailblazers.
So let's say the Trailblazers are about to have game 7 and you make a colossal mistake. You step on a crack and shit on a lizard. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, no, that's the worst one you can do.
Would you immediately try to undo it or just go, well, fuck, I fucked it up? Or would you go?
I don't play that as much as I might go the way of
wait,
like.
Homie, don't play that?
Homie does not play that, for example. But if I say like, if I wore this Dame shirt I'm wearing right now and they won a huge game and Dame played really good, I might try to wear this shirt every game.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like I didn't wear
the opposite. I won't like, oh fuck, I forgot to wear this shirt and that's why they lost. I don't go that far, but I'll try to wear it every time just for like it makes it more fun. I think some of those small superstitions make it all more fun for me personally. It's not, I don't think there's actually a lot of power behind it in the context of like, I think this is affecting things. But it like it adds to the enjoyment and the energy of any given.
See, I kind of am shifting a little bit this season. This Nuggets postseason, I didn't wash my Jokic jersey the whole time until a couple games before they lost to the Lakers. Like, I just didn't wear the jersey one time because I'm like to prove to myself that it there's nothing to it, and then they won.
Yeah,
I flipped my script because I don't want to be superstitious.
Yeah, so I don't know. That's barely a yes because they're like the tiniest superstitions, and I go out of my way to not actually believe them.
It's a yes,
but it's a yes. It's like a one of a yes.
You're a zero, bro.
Yeah, I think so. I think I've been a one before, but usually I'm down there.
Yeah.
You guys excited for basketball? It's coming back so quick. It's coming back in a month.
It's awesome.
It's probably bad for the guys. They're probably going to get hurt. But
did you guys make a lot of changes? Because we kind of.
Dude, we're the best team in the NBA now. We got Robert Covington most recently with Houston to be like a 3-and-D guy. We re-signed Rodney Hood. We got Derek Jones Jr. from Miami, the guy that dunks crazy and plays good defense. We re-signed Carmelo, and we got Enes Kanter back. And throughout all that, we got rid of Hazonia. We got rid of Ariza. We got rid of Whiteside. They like kept all the right guys and got rid of all the right guys. I'm very happy with it.
Why are you so happy about Mello, dude?
Mello was very happy there. He proved himself, and he proved me wrong. I thought he was a selfish, like, ball hog guy, but he fit his part, and he did his role, and he had a lot of fun, and everybody loves him, apparently, from everything I heard. Like, the staff, the fucking media in Portland, apparently everyone just really loves the guy.
All right,
and he seems really happy to be there and really happy to get the opportunity. And that's, I think, what he said is why he chose to re-sign with Portland, because he felt loyal to them for giving him his shot. So I think it's great.
I mean, I'm a little sympathetic to Mello these days, because I think he just bit off more than he could chew, you know? And he goes to the Knicks, who are just a fucking
nightmare.
They're like cursed.
Oh yeah.
Ever since like Ewing.
Nobody can do anything there.
And so now he's old and he's mature, and I think he realizes that like he can be a role player, you know?
Yeah. And he didn't deserve that fucking 2 years of no contracts. Like, that's dumb. But I'm excited. They're gonna kill everybody. Even though the Lakers got a little better, probably too.
I mean, God damn it. Fuck the fucking Lakers.
You know, we're looking pretty good.
I want to see the Nets. I want to see the Nets fucking suck with KD and Kyrie and all this crap they're doing. I want to see
that. Would be fun if they suck. They probably won't.
Probably not. I think fucking Nash could actually work really well. I think the three of them together might go crazy in a good way.
I think
right. Well, let's talk about what are we talking about?
Okay.
Africa.
So let's just
ancient
start
civs. Ancient let's civilizations.
Start with this, I guess. We'll start with there's this guy, Michael Tellinger, out there. And he has been researching these ancient structures. All over South Africa. And gosh, I guess we should start. I could start with why I like him a lot. Right.
Who's this guy? He's an author or something?
I don't know what he actually does, but he's been studying these ancient sites.
Okay.
And he's kind of, in the realm of everything, I imagine he's outside of academia, meaning they're not accepting his conclusions.
Are people calling him a quack, or is he just kind of?
Well, I mean, let's get with this. This is why why I'm on his side. He's got these he has a list of the three holy cows of our education system.
Holy cow, he does?
Yeah. Number one, that humans evolved out of apes.
Holy cow!
He says a big holy cow.
Saying?
These are the three things of our education.
Holy cow!
Yeah, yeah.
I've never heard this phrase either, but I like it. Like holy cow.
No, yeah, yeah. Like holy cow! This I can't believe our education.
Holy cow. It sounded like you're adding an L to the end of it, or something.
Holy cowl.
I've got my smoker's voice happening for some reason. I don't know why. Like
holy
I've got
a little, cow.
But like for him, it's just if you look at the geneticists, he points a finger that they can prove that our DNA is not an evolved DNA. It's actually a manipulated DNA. Okay, whatever. I mean, I'm moving through this fast just because like. I don't
manipulated by who?
The aliens, bro.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, could be that. Could be that.
Some other power. Yeah. Okay.
And number two, the fact that
God, dog.
We teach that nothing is faster than the speed of light. Nothing can move faster than the speed of light.
Not true.
He's got some quick responses to that. In 2005, there was this University of Tennessee. These guys propelled sound beyond the speed of light, faster than the speed of light. And just quick broad strokes. light slows down when the medium becomes dense, like water or air, you know?
Sure. Just like us.
Whereas sound speeds up when the density becomes thicker, moves through it faster.
Doesn't sound light's right. Got to hit the gym, man. Sounds like sound's been training harder.
Yeah, hit the weight room, bro. Do you even
There's always someone out there training harder, man.
You got to work as hard as sound does, bro.
You got to work as hard as sound.
And
light.
His number three, bitch. Holy cow, is that when they say energy cannot be created or destroyed, it can only be converted from one form to another. His biggest argument is, what about the Big Bang Theory?
Yeah.
And I know that the singularity supposedly was all of the energy of the universe in a point smaller than you can draw, you know, but it's like that is an energy creation event, the Big Bang. And, you know, they've been looking at supercluster galaxies that are being born, out of black holes.
What is the holy cow here?
The holy cow is that they're saying that energy can't be created or destroyed, but there's basically science showing that energy is being created. Oh, so they're saying
that it can be created.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the Big Bang is evidence that energy can be created.
Yeah.
That's just the chaos of the universe though, bro.
We can't wrap our minds around the singularity having all of the energy of the universe in it, but also it makes more sense that it didn't have the energy of the universe in the singularity.
The Big Bang was just God playing jacks. He was just hitting a few marbles together on his little playground, and it just exploded. And he goes, whoa, what did I just do? Whoops, mom. He's like, mom, I think I broke something.
What? Now I'm responsible for all these people?
What the heck?
Oh, no, I'm going to make then, good people die early.
Jesus, what were you doing?
And mom comes in. She goes, listen, God, I told you not to mess with the universe. Okay. Now you got a planet to take care of. Okay. You created this responsibility. Now it's yours. You got it. And now he just kills it. Cool guy, man.
God.
We're like God's puppy that he got tired of. Mm-hmm. And now we're just kind of outside.
Just neglected.
God doesn't have a dad. And the mom is like too busy working two jobs.
And now we made sex dolls and CERN.
We're just so happy that he gives us slop underneath the porch. Thank you so much, God, for the slop.
Thank you, God, for all of this fucking.
Thank you for the dryness.
Thank you for the deck.
Thank you for this warm dirt.
Thank you for
sleep on under the deck.
Control Alt Delete, you motherfucker. Oh,
thank you so much, God.
Thanks for the fleas, God.
Well, we just took down Christianity. What's next?
So
we're going to skewer a lot of shit on tonight's show.
Hey, if you're offended, good.
Time to grow up.
Yeah, time to grow up.
If you're not offended, just wait a minute.
You know how they say if you haven't offended anyone that you're not really living your life, you know? That's why we try to offend everyone, you know? We're trying to prove that we're alive.
We're kind of the Andrew Dice Clay of podcasts.
People aren't telling you to kill yourself. You're not doing your job right.
So all over South Africa, he's been studying these ancient structures that,
yes,
you know, they're built up walls. Accepted academia says that these sites are all cattle corrals, basically that they are fences to hold cattle in.
Okay.
And all of these, so there are all these like circles and circles within circles that are all connected also by the
paths.
They call them, academia calls them roads, but you know, he doesn't believe that they're roads. And so there's just like a circle, there's a pile of rocks that look like a fence.
Does he think they're for?
And they just say that, like, oh, they just kept cattle in them,
right?
He thinks therefore he is Kurt.
Shit, I need to take a second. That just rocked my world to the core.
So
I really hope that Chappie doesn't discover these.
Chappie, oi.
Original gangster number one, Chappie.
I'm the black sheep.
If Chappie stumbles onto these ancient sites, oh man, he's going to destroy them.
Oh, no, Chappie's good. South African. It's like, Chappie, I like going to South.
You've got to save the ancient structures, Chappie.
Chappie,
you're the black sheep, Chappie.
She's a robot. If we're talking Chappie too, she's a robot now too.
There's a Chappie too?
No, I wish there was, because then the mom would be a robot. She got transferred over to a robot.
Oh, that's right. Does
Wendy? Ninja.
Hey, Ninja.
That's a song of theirs.
So here's the thing. I want to go into these sites a little bit. In the 1500s, when the people that were taking over the world started to get to the other parts of the world to take over,
right?
You know, cool, these guys. Like in the 1500s, I forget what country got there. It was probably Britain when they got to this area of South Africa that's got a lot of these structures. It's on record that the locals did not know who built them.
When they showed up in the 1500s, the locals at the time didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yet we know now. And
so we think. We're led to believe we know.
Yeah. And I'm with him. I'm like, It's clearly on record that they didn't know. Nobody in that area knew who built them.
And well, they didn't know the migratory patterns of their predecessors, and we do.
Well, and that's the other thing too, is that they've assigned a certain ancient culture to have created them because they proved that they lived there. But that doesn't prove that they created them. He claims that they're a lot older.
And now,
yeah.
Can I ask this? Maybe this is too much of a derailment, so you can skip it for now if you like. But does he ever also argue that it's like some lie that's being perpetuated, that it was for cattle, like, and people know it, but they're faking it? Or is that he just disagrees?
My interpretation from everything I've heard him say is that there is a chance. I think that he would believe that there are some people that would have kept this out. We'll get into that. That comes when we start talking about the Anunnaki gold. But ultimately, it's just like academia thinking that it's so right without anybody challenging them. And like, it's like you can't. It's hard to challenge academia.
What's
when they
this
decided
guy's name?
Michael Tellinger.
So it's like, you know, worst case, probably they just like didn't try that hard to really find a good answer. They're just like, yeah, it's probably cows, whatever. Yeah.
So like his reasoning for it, these sites being way old, is that washed over every single one of these sites is like bottom of the ocean sediment with like seashells in it. So like there was a big flood of some sort that happened that is beyond the history of the people that, so like if the people that academia says built it, you wouldn't have this old oceanic sediment and fossils like all washed all over all of it.
On top,
they would have built on top of it. Does he have a theory on what these things are, or is he just a contrarian going like, nope, that's not
probably
it.
Something else.
No, that's not it. I'm smart.
I actually think it's something else.
I mean,
before we get into that, can I tell you everything that you need to know about Michael Tellinger?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. He's
on
the outskirts.
In 2012, Tellinger was sued by the Johannesburg High Court in the Johannesburg High Court by Standard Bank for non-payment of his home loan granted in 2007. His argument was that banks create money out of thin air, and therefore he could do the same. So he sent the bank a piece of paper, which he said was a negotiable instrument for the final payment of the loan. So,
smart guy.
I guess that's one adjective.
Well, I like his gut.
It's funny though. Like if you want to fight the IRS, the only way I know it's not the IRS, but like if you want to fight the IRS, the only people that are successful in fighting the IRS are people that used to work for the IRS.
Oh yeah.
Meaning those guys,
I don't know what you're going off on. All I'm saying is this guy's crazy.
He's a kookadoodle.
Well,
off his rocker.
I'll tell you, man.
He's missing a few screws.
I think
he's a few crayons short of a full box of crayons.
Hey, buddy, you dropped your marbles. I got them. Here you go. I picked them all up for you. Just keep a closer eye on them next time.
The light is on and no one's home.
Well, I think that's just,
that tool hasn't been sharp in ages.
I think that's him trying to challenge. Like if you take this, for example, let's say that you both, Wade and Kurt, that you guys found information
together
that on your own individually.
Oh, Kurt, we should really pool our resources.
I was already thinking like Indiana Jones, like we're on the run. And
yeah. But I guess we're in separate areas.
We're just in two different libraries.
Yeah. What does he think the circles are?
That's what I want to hear. What does he think?
Hold on. In 1891, Theodore Bent was looking at these structures. Why won't you tell us? Well, because it's the second half of the episode is the answer.
Theodore Bent.
So Theodore Bent in 1891, he estimated that there were 4,000 of these ruins.
4,000 separate locations, kind of?
4,000 separate ruins. Basically, it's a connection of circles that runs for hundreds of miles.
Right. I can picture it. A bunch of circles with like one line running through the middle.
I'd say that they're fences, that they're just built up rocks. They are structures, and they're so old that...
Little rock walls. 2 feet high? 3 feet high? What are we talking about?
Probably something like that. I don't know, because there are some structures that are like 30 feet tall that is like a mini castle.
What's the space in between? Are we got big rooms inside, little hallways? The space
between is a Dave Matthews.
The
song
space from... between
your butthole and your balls.
Yeah, that's a freaking tank, dude. That's a good one, dude. You're original.
Space between
regular weird Willie.
Butthole and your balls. Weird Willie. And I'd sing it and I'd be like, well, no one's ever gonna hear this.
It's just for me.
In 1974, Roger, I think it's Summers. I can't read my notes. 1974, Roger Summers estimated that there were 20,000 of these ruins.
What did the first guy say?
4,000.
Four.
Now we're at 20. Okay, they're just making up numbers.
In 2007, this guy, I think I wrote Revel Mason. Rebel Wilson estimated that there was 100,000 structures.
Where are they getting these new numbers from? How are they?
Well, because like they're just, it's almost like when you're walking around, you see these little fences, you know, and like technology is letting us look above. So like,
I know, right. I'm always walking around and like seeing all these little fences everywhere.
Well, yeah. Well, picture the you know what the Nazca lines are?
No. Yes.
So like they couldn't really map them until you could fly over them.
Yeah. So even in this 2007 guy where he says 100,000, all 100,000 of those are interconnected still.
Yeah.
That's tight.
And so he was talking to Revel Mason because he was also studying them, and he was like, "Hey, listen, let's say that there were 10 people for each structure. Let's say that in this society."
Yeah.
Because they're not little houses. They're like little community things. That's why they say like, cattle lived in here. So let's say we take academia's rules and say that there were cattle living in these circles. And so for each circle, let's say that there's 10 people associated to that circle.
Okay.
Like, hey, there's a little community. We've got our cows.
I get it.
If you said 10 people to each structure, that would make that society be a million people big. And Revel's response was, "Oh well, that can't be right because, academia says that there has never been in South Africa an ancient civilization that was big. It was always nomadic or little tribes, never a big society. So if this interconnecting work of structures was not." A part of a giant society.
Right off the bat, if it's cattle, it doesn't make sense that they're individual communities because they're probably moving.
Well,
anyways.
No. I mean, like,
it could be one group of 10 people responsible for 100 of those chunks, and they just move their cattle from spot to spot with the feeding on the grass and shit.
Sure,
because that's what cattle do, baby. They're out on the range.
I'll say sure. In 2000.
Why don't we take a break?
Wait, hold on. In 2005, so Michael Tellinger's looking at this. He's studying Google Earth. He is looking at these structures, and he says that there are 10 million structures.
Yoof.
So that's...
That's a holy cow.
I mean, that's like, shut up.
What's the size?
How can you estimate that there's 10 million of anything?
It's like half of South Africa.
What's the size of one of those things? One of the cow pasture things?
They're all different sizes, and they all no two look the same. No two are shaped the same.
They're not all circles.
They're not all perfect circles. They're all. It's like let's say there's one that has a circle that's got three circles inside of it. Uh-huh. Let's say there's one that's like looks like a flower, and that there's a circle, and then there's a bunch of circles around it. They're all designed totally different.
Anunnaki structures?
That's what we're going to get into next. Is that he believes that this is part of an ancient society that academia does not accept, and this is the Sumerian ancient society. That the Anunnaki, there were these gods that came to Earth, and they came to Earth to mine the gold. And instead of mining the gold, they said, "Hey, let's use some of the animals here. Let's mess with their DNA. And let's create a slave race that will mine the gold for us." And so the Anunnaki were giants. And what they created were humans, which were smaller. They manipulated the DNA of a primate, created humans, had them dig gold for us. And then when they were done with us, they flooded the place out and left.
Flooded it literally with water.
Yeah.
Who was the first? The Sumerians
were the first, they were the first intelligent society on record, and they happened to be the first on Earth. They're the first intelligent society, and they had math, they had writing, they had all of their writing exists today.
And we think that's evidence. Some people think that's evidence of these aliens.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a guy,
were the Aztecs also, were they also working with these people getting their gold?
The Aztecs if you look at all the ancient civilizations,
and the Egyptians, right? They all were doing this shit.
They all collected gold, and they all gave the gold to the gods.
And they all built structures that seems like they shouldn't have been able to build back then.
Pyramids and yeah. And if you look at the history of ancient civilizations, they didn't split the gold amongst themselves. Sure, the kings and queens may have had some, but for most of these societies, the gold belonged to the gods. If they had a form of money, it was usually out of silver. All the gold they collected was for the gods.
And the gods have left because the gold, we ran out of gold.
Well, the gold is the craziest part of the story, and that's what we'll get into after the break, because there are so many new things I've learned about gold that makes me go, oh, fuck, there's so much more credibility to all of these old gold stories because of the new things I learned about gold.
Huh. Well, I can't wait to hear after the break.
Okay, get a drink. Go to the bathroom. We'll be back after this talking about all these gold secrets that Willie has learned.
It's fucking nuts, dude. I'm a new man again.
Here's a little teaser. One thing that Willie learned, gold is gaudy and it's not stylish anymore.
You can't wear gold after Labor Day. That's all I know.
Yeah.
That's a rule.
Was white gold.
Yeah. Sorry. No, rose gold. Rose gold, you're good. Yeah.
Rose gold, you're good.
Yeah. White gold, can't wear it after Labor Day.
Oh, you motherfucker. What are you doing?
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Really Bad Movies, in association with Craig's Fine Grocery Stores, presents A Normal Family.
Billy, catch the ball. Billy, catch it. I'm going to throw it. Billy.
A possessed knife.
Hey, Billy, where'd you get that?
Why?
Well, because Mom wanted to cut some ham that she just cooked, and she doesn't have a knife. She's looking for one. Bring that to Mom.
This knife turns anyone that touches it into a cold-blooded killer.
Mom? What's wrong? The ham's over there. Mom? Mom? Mom?
Bloodblade 4. Bloodbath. You don't need to see the other three to enjoy the thrills and the kills and the chills.
I wish Mommy didn't kill Billy. He was cool.
The knife. It has me. It has control of me.
What are you talking about, Greg? Put that... What are you doing?
Greg, put that thing down, man. That's a serious weapon. Greg!
Everyone killed everyone. Everyone did it. I don't get it. Wait. Maybe I do.
Bloodblade 4. Bloodbath.
Welcome back to Real Life Sci-Fi. We are here talking to Kurt Neal. The movie is called Derek's Dead. It's available for pre-order on iTunes.
You're doing great, man. That was really good. It's a perfect plug. That's better than any of mine I've done in the last 30 podcasts I've done.
All right. We're talking about ancient civilizations in South Africa.
Sea of Africa. Sea of Africa.
I don't really know the accent. Are you right? Is it like that?
South Africa. It's South Africa.
Is it kind of like New Zealand-y?
A little bit. It's the only way I can get close is specifically saying South Africa. Like, I can't do any other words, but I can do a South Africa.
Chappie is the right accent, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I can only say, African you got guy. To hold your gun sideways so many
like
times.
This. Shoot it like this.
Chappie, you got to hold your gun sideways.
Original gangster number one.
Oh, man. And also.
We got to get the remote. How did she say
dude,
remote?
District remote, 9, man. District 9 is type. Fucking one of the best sci-fi movies of all time.
I love that actor.
Okay, so what did. What's his name? Michael Finnegan?
Tallinger. All right, so let's rock. Like time to rock, right? Off. He talks about that these structures in South Africa. There are some concentric circles. There's 1939. There's these drawings of all these circles. They're all linked, and there's no entrances to them. So it's like if it were for cattle, like they'd have to climb over the fence to get into the fence that's holding them in, which doesn't make sense.
Could it just be fucking art? Could it just be like
a lot of these structures? When you look at the stars and you put geometry onto them, they're aligned with the movement of the sun, the solstices and the equinoxes. Like you can find, like a lot of the ancient megalithic structures, you can find lines that lead to the stars.
Was it a calendar?
Well, I mean,
tracking the sun, like our boy Tommy Hanks in Castaway. He's got the little thing on the wall where the sun goes and the figure eight.
Yeah, basically, it seems like each structure has sacred geometry and is aligned to the stars.
Which is hard for me to picture.
Yeah, and especially weird when they're just like, well, whatever. A lot of them look like some shitty fence.
If you're talking about a collection of a couple circles of rocks on the ground, I don't know how anyone with any accuracy can like truly line that up with any specific stars because they're all just up there.
Well, what it is it, you point to the horizon line of specific stars hitting the equinoxes and the solstices, you know?
When you
align things to stars, it's when it's to the ground when the star is rising.
I thought you were like straight up, like a line straight up to the star. Here we go, lined up. Pretty accurate.
Tell me what I should get into next. One of them being.
I have to know what he thinks they are.
Well, to get there.
It sounds like you don't even believe it because you have to set it up.
Well, no. I mean, there's just too much information. I mean, like, do we want to get into gold or do we want to get into the slave race of humanity?
I guess both, but I really just want to know what the guy thinks the circles were for. Are they crop circles?
Well, I'll try to summarize. Basically, he thinks that they have to do with the way that we used to mine for gold.
It was like a mine shaft. It was like a
so it was like a giant civilization. So like at these sites, he's found these weird stones that ring like bells when you hit them, when you knock them, ding ding ding, and most of them ring at B flat.
How did we not know that was just to let the kids know that dinner was ready?
Dude, most stones don't ring.
Well, it doesn't matter. If you find one that does, you can use it to bring the kids back for dinner. So we can't ignore that possibility. I'll say that much.
It is a crazy
thing. Maybe they put them on the cows, you know? They put them on the cows so that they knew where the cows were.
But have you ever had a rock that rang like a bell? Have you ever... Whether you made it or bought it or found it.
I've heard a lot of rock music that has bells in it, like For Whom the Bell Tolls by Metallica.
For example, or Hell's Bells.
Rare, rare, raw. What's that one?
I don't know. You'll have to keep singing for me.
Yeah, keep singing. What is it?
Like a sun.
It's from like a mantra. Scream or something. And it's like, oh, fuck.
Do it again.
All right.
I can't even think of the lyrics.
It's too much pressure. Now you have to sing.
It goes ding, bum, 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 dum, 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 bing, dum, dum, dum.
I can kind of see it. I mean, I think it's been done more than in Scream, but I can feel it now. I can see versions.
In a red right hand.
Oh, that one. That was in Dumb and Dumber.
What?
It was in Dumb and Dumber when something's going on. Golden bell. Yeah, that's fucking. There's bells in that.
Okay, what the fuck is that?
Search the Dumb and Dumber soundtrack, dude. They used it.
Wait, is it Red Right Hand?
That'd be cool.
Yes, it's Red Right Hand. I got the words right. Boom! Bum 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 bum. So that's a bell, Willie.
But it's not in Dumb and Dumber. Maybe I'm thinking of the rock.
These rocks, Fairly Brothers. When you hit them with another rock, it just sounds like a cowbell. Oh, not a cowbell.
I got a fever. The only prescription.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Rocks. Man, that sound like bells.
So there are at these sites, he's found these rocks that ring like bells. He's found rocks that are cone shaped. Cone shaped rocks to me make me think
like
of the
Madonna's bra.
The ice cream cone.
Oh, you're going to make me get a boner.
remember the ice cream cone story of the guy from Coral Castle?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. So, Kurt, let me just catch you up here. There's a guy in Florida who moves things with auditory cones.
Cool.
But they look like ice cream cones. And he points them at shit and then rocks, giant rocks move.
They can levitate them. That's really cool. That story is associated with that. And then they've also found.
What are those rocks that slowly slide across the desert somewhere?
Yeah. Those ones.
Is that a magnetic thing or something?
Well, I feel like it's a late night wind thing with a little bit of moisture.
Now, what about this? Couldn't these structures have been for mining gold, but couldn't have the humans of that time just like known what they were doing?
Well, I mean, so what he always talks about is how, first off, that these structures are way older than what we think. Because of the oceanic sediment and you know,
which is on top of it, as in it must have happened over. After.
Yeah, yeah.
He thinks that's evidence that it got flooded since they were built, right?
Yeah, and so here's the thing. So like when we get into Zachariah Sitchin is a guy who grew up in the church, and I think he was a priest. I forget, but then he started looking at texts, and he's the guy that's coming out saying, "Oh, the gods of the Bible are aliens." And he started studying Sumerian texts. And so he's the guy who basically came up with, if you look at Sumerian, if you look at their text, they talk about these gods that came here. Like this is the story. It's like, we didn't make this up and like retrofit it to their beliefs. These guys had math. They knew stars. There's a tablet that shows what looks like the sun with 9 planets around it.
An iPad? You can get that on any tablet. So you can just put
get out of here.
It. All right. Let me ask you this. Did this Sumerians or whoever, these people with these circle structures, did they kind of disappear around the same time as the Aztecs and the Egyptian?
I mean, I think all those timelines are wrong, you know?
But is there any stuff out there that makes people believe those three are interconnected? Because it sounds like they all were above their time, but then disappeared.
So we've got, there are two tablets out there from the Sumerians that talk about their kingship, right? And so on one tablet, there were 8 kings, and their lifetimes spanned 222,000 years. And there's another tablet that talks about the kings, and it has 8 kings, and that spanned 241,000 years. Just saying, like, so there's this idea out there that humans, that humans used to live thousands and thousands of years longer. It's just in the Sumerian kings list, they last that long, and they have a record of them.
But that's like bullshit.
Yeah, it's bullshit to us, but it's all written down. And I'm like,
it seems like propaganda. That's like like Kim Jong Un has never taken a shit.
These are the Sumerian tablets. They're okay. So you remember they had clay tablets. The first smart society had writing, and a lot of their writings exist because they were written on clay tablets and fired basically in a kiln, and they've survived. This is like, 4000 BC.
Huh. We got like movies, where like Harry Potter is flying around on a broom and stuff.
And I'm supposed to believe that?
But the only things that were written down are genealogy of kings and history. But we say that they're writing out their myths. Anyways, let's get into gold. Let's get into gold, right?
Yeah.
I've been trying for years, but I just can't scrap together enough money.
So gold is this crazy thing where South Africa, Africa has been the biggest exporter of gold.
It's pronounced South Africa.
Well, I'm not the country, the whole continent.
The region?
Southern half of Africa.
Has been the biggest producer, exporter of gold in the history of humans. All the gold comes from, right?
Blood gold, right? Like blood diamonds, it's blood gold.
Why?
Because a bunch of people probably get killed for it or something, right?
Oh, man. I mean, fuck.
Probably, right? I mean, it's not fun, but probably.
People die making cars.
Yeah. Yeah. Blood cars.
Blood cars.
Well, every Ford is a blood car. Blood is on their hands.
The crazy thing about gold is this, and I didn't know any of this stuff before now. Gold and a lot of the elements in the middle of the periodic chart can exist as the metallic state of itself, or if it doesn't have enough electrons, it like breaks down into a monoatomic state. So it's like if it doesn't get enough electrons, the structure isn't strong enough to hold itself, so it breaks down into something else. It's still gold, but it looks like something else because it like didn't build up properly, right? This is called the monoatomic state. Huh. There's diatomic also. The monoatomic state of gold looks like white powder.
Coke. My favorite. I love drugs, so that's my thing.
And
so
I hope that Scarface doesn't show up.
Hey, say hello to my little gold. Bang, 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 bang. Respect my authority. Say hello to my little friend. Cartman face.
So this
Scartman. Sorry, I got it.
This
scarf. Yeah,
Scartman.
This gold acts as a superconductor.
Superconductor here to run the train.
It emits a white single frequency light.
This gold is so good at running the trains. Way better than Mussolini.
I'm a superconductor. No train is faster than my train. Sorry, Willie. What's the importance of this gold history for the...
Well, this state of gold is something that nobody is really aware of.
Is part of his thing that maybe these people figured out how to get gold out of that state? Like take that stuff and turn it into valuable gold?
When you hear these stories of the ancient gods wanted us to mine the gold for them, we always just assume it's the metallic state of the gold. When you look at the monoatomic state, like if you eat this gold, which
yummy,
which you know they do, you can get
Goldschlager, Goldschlager.
That's still metallic state. You can get the eatable, drinkable gold and all the all the hippy dippy stores.
Now, what about this? I haven't heard this part yet. Why did any of these alien gods want the gold?
The main story that you hear in the conspiracy realm and the Anunnaki and the Zachariah Sitchin is that they were from a planet or a dwarf star that goes so far outside of the solar system that they needed to put the gold into the atmosphere to protect it from the elements while it made its journey to come back into the solar system close to the sun. That's the story that I've always heard.
Why do you want that?
Just to kind of beef up your protection from like Earth, for example. We've got our electromagnetic field that blocks a lot of the sun's harmful shit, right?
Okay.
What's the importance of this dwarf star or whatever? Why do they need to protect it?
That's what they live on.
Oh, they live there.
That's one story, that they come from this planet and they come through our solar system every 22,000 years or 12,000 years or something like that.
To get the gold, because the gold keeps them safe?
So they take the gold and they put it in their atmosphere. That's a story that I've always heard.
I don't understand what putting it in the atmosphere does for them.
If you are a planet near a sun, all of the shit shooting out of the sun kind of creates the same way that our electromagnetic field protects us from the sun. Our sun protects us from a lot of things that are just out there in the universe, because it is emitting so much that it's kind of pushing stuff away from the planets in the solar system. So it creates like a shield kind of against some harmful things. If you go outside of that shield, you're going to run into a lot of other things that can harm your planet, like that we can't even see, like picture.
But what does gold do to stop that? Protect them from that.
It just does, Kurt. They put it around and then it repels stuff.
Have you heard of anybody? I mean, this is in the conspiracy world too, but like one idea is that if we can put extra metals into our atmosphere, we would block a lot of the extra harmful stuff from the sun and could actually keep our climate down a little bit more.
You ever hear of skin cancer, Kurt?
It's like,
yeah, I just don't see how metal in the air helps.
Well, that's the thing.
You're not a fucking scientist.
That's the thing, man. That's what I'm talking about, we always assume the metal state. When you learn about the monatomic state of gold, you're like, oh shit, this fucking powder is gold, but it's something else. So here are the crazy things about this gold. And this is all supposedly because like there was a university that did studies on the monoatomic state of gold, but it can't publish anything because it doesn't match our science. You can't.
Doesn't match our science
could mean it's just not good science.
This is fully on the crystals having healing powers. But I'm looking at monoatomic gold and it's like,
but look at it.
No, I'm just saying it's like you can get like capsules and take them and it's good for your pineal gland and stuff like that.
Sure. But the monoatomic state of other elements are what we use for superconductors. If you look up monoatomic and superconductor or CERN, whatever elements they're using, they don't use gold, but they use the monoatomic state of certain elements. And so,
but did you ever think that like these aliens are stupid? Because
that's where I'm going.
Why wouldn't they just live on Earth?
Bingo.
Like, why would they?
If you can show up, if you're gods, if you can control a whole base of fucking slaves, like, why are you trying to save your dwarf star that's in trouble anyways? Like, just fucking hang out on Earth.
But they were. And here's the thing. I'm not arguing. Well, whatever. I'll just get into it. They're on their planet. And so the idea is, hey, we need gold. Why don't you guys go to this planet and get gold? It's not like they needed to leave. They're just going to go mine.
But they can leave, why do they care about this dwarf planet when they have another better, bigger planet?
This isn't a better, bigger planet. They're living on a dwarf star. This is just a little dinky planet.
The dwarf star.
Yeah.
So
picture this. There is an asteroid out there or a meteor that has got that Elon Musk and NASA want to mine, right? And if they do mine this meteor, it's going to kill the value system of gold on our planet, because there's so much more gold on it than exists on our planet, and then gold won't be valuable anymore, right? I'm just saying that's a side tangent. I'm just saying that's happening right now.
That's good, right?
I mean,
unless you're investing in gold.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, killing the economy of the world, I think that that's better for humanity.
We're not based on the gold standard anymore. We haven't been for 50 years.
America's not, but a lot of the world still is. And that's why a lot of the
gold. But America's number one, dude. USA forever.
That's the only thing I've agreed with this guy on so far, is his argument for why he shouldn't have to pay his loan. Money's fake.
Well, so supposedly this monoatomic state of gold, this white powder form, when you heat it up to 700 to 800 degrees Celsius, it transmutes in such a way that it disappears and or has anti-gravity properties. So this whole thing about the gold, we've been, you know, we look at all of the metallic gold and this is what it's all about. But if you could take that gold, turn it into monoatomic gold, make it disappear. Like there are specific studies where they thought that it was gone, and then when it cooled down, it like reappeared.
That's cool. I'm going to cover myself in it and then get into a sauna, and then I'll be invisible.
Yes.
But if this gold could have anti-gravitational properties, what if
it could be floating too?
You could take this white powdery gold, put it on a giant rock, bang a couple stones together. That vibrational energy can levitate the stone because this anti-gravitational like extra gold powder is on it. And so the powder is used to build these structures. It's not actually, you know, like that is
like the pyramids and such.
That's the secret to building this stuff. And then you can keep it in the metallic state, and you can break it down into the powdery state and build something. And then I don't know. I mean, sure.
But like, you can buy this stuff. You can buy monoatomic gold. Like, couldn't we just buy some and then put it on a rock and see if it floats?
You have to heat it up to 700 to 800 degrees Celsius.
All right, we'll get a pizza oven.
I need to see evidence of this. So the circles were for mining the powder gold.
The circles were a part of a civilization that we know nothing about. We know nothing about their technology. We don't believe that society even existed, because it doesn't fall in line with
our
history.
This guy, though, with your boy, though, what's his theory with it? That's what they were using to mine this powder gold?
His overall theory is that, like, here is a giant, sophisticated society that has all these extra tools. We don't know what they do. They had a different form of technology. Mm-hmm. And so he doesn't say what any of that is about. He just accepts that we don't know what this is about. And he's trying to find more information on stuff. And so he's an
agnostic scientist.
He only brings up Zachariah Sitchin because a lot of the things that he talks about are kind of accidentally supported with this idea of this old society that was washed out by a flood the flood stories in most of the religions, but it's like,
well, hang on, because What? So how did they flood it? They just made the oceans rise?
Well, I mean, you could just hit it with a meteor, you know?
Who could?
Well, if these Anunnaki gods were real, if you look at all the depictions of them, they were giants and they had technology and they could fly and you know, like, so like them leaving, they could have basically bombed us.
Oh, and I'm sorry. Why did they do that? They're just like, we're done here.
Yeah. Basically, we've gotten what we need from this place, and you know, we created a slave race to mine the gold. Let's just get rid of them. And so, like,
these guys are dicks.
So, like, they got rid of us, but we actually survived, and we actually don't know or accept this history. But also,
they didn't know the cancer they created.
Supposedly,
now you've got to deal with us.
Supposedly, there are people that know about the real history of the Anunnaki, and why would you let the world know that there are their gold story? You know, because like, why wouldn't you just go try to find their gold? So here's an interesting side story. There's this guy. There's this thing called the Kruger Millions. This guy
movie, yeah, with Richard Pryor.
In South Africa.
He's got to spend his millions.
In a day. Good movie.
He's got to spend it.
Is this the South African version of it?
Oh, we got to spend these South African dollars. We got a million South African dollars. I can't do it. I don't know what it is.
We've got $1 million, Chappy. We've got to spend it.
Chappy, we got to go to the bank. Spend $1 million, Chappy.
At the bank where we spend money.
We got to go spend it at the bank. We got to go give the guys at the bank all our money and go spend it. Isn't that what it means? Isn't that what a deposit is? Isn't that spending your money? I give it to
them. Hey, Willie, don't let our little interjections throw you off.
Oh, man, Willie's hitting a cigarette. Willie's not feeling it.
No. I'm just not in the right. I'm not in the right mental state because I'm trying to get all this information out. I was like, I don't need to get this information out. I don't fucking care.
Willie Dice plays on the loose.
It's about time to end the episode. Honestly,
there's this dude, this president of South Africa, Paul Kruger, who during the Second Boer War, I don't know when that was.
These are all made up names.
According to this story, he had about 2 million pounds of gold that he had found.
Sick.
And basically that would be worth 500 million a day, whatever.
Isn't that just like a couple tons or something? Why are we still up in 2 million at that point?
I don't know. I don't know what gold is worth. I don't know how much it
was. Turn of the century, 1899 to 1902.
So Kruger's got 2 million pounds of gold.
So supposedly he found all this gold, and so some people think that he found some Anunnaki gold.
I need this to be the plot of either Sahara 2 or National Treasure 3.
What's Sahara?
Sahara is the one with Matthew McConaughey and Steve Zahn and Penelope Cruz, and they're in like the fucking Egyptian desert or somewhere. But they like Matthew McConaughey is also tracking some iron ship that was built for like the fucking Civil War. That somehow made it all the way to Africa or some shit. And it's got a bunch of gold on it.
Is it good?
It's like I love it, but it's corny as fuck. But I really like it. And it's all about, it was like a Confederate ship and they had a bunch of Confederate gold. Gold for their future nation of the Confederacy. That obviously didn't happen. So it was like extra valuable gold.
I'm weirded out by what's happening to all the gold of the world.
Why is it weird? I don't care personally.
Well, like, what happened to America's gold?
I don't know. People are just hoarding it.
Probably. It basically got taken out of Fort Knox,
dude.
No, there's no gold in Fort. They got all the gold out of Fort Knox.
They took it in Die Hard 3. They took it out of there.
There's no more. There's no more gold in it.
John McClane failed.
They got it. Sorry.
Our money isn't backed by gold, and we don't have gold to support it. So at some point, they sold the gold. Is all I'm saying. It's not there anymore.
It's all fake. None of it is real. Like numbers and money.
What happened to the gold, man?
Well, yeah, of course, we're idiots. We sold it all off to maintain our crap.
I mean, I don't really care. Like, the entire economy is built on a lie.
See, that's what I'm saying. Go on.
So, like, what? We're in a pandemic, but those snakes on Wall Street are making millions of dollars?
How? Just padding their pockets.
You know what, man? Up. I'm going to pay rent this month with a promissory note that is as valuable as the promissory note you call a dollar bill.
Thank you. That's a message.
Good luck getting sued.
Have fun in court with me when you win.
Can you get sued for paying off someone with a note for then paying off the people that sued you with a note?
I'll pay you 10 Willy bucks.
Like, who's going to, can you sue them for that, for you not paying off your suement with the same?
We've got 10 billion in gold.
Yeah.
In various reserves.
I know where all of them are, and I'm not telling.
Denver, West Point, Fort Knox, working stock. I don't know where that is.
Fuck, where'd you get this list? No one's supposed to know that.
I Googled it.
Shit, I forgot everyone has Google. My boss is going to be pissed. I was supposed to keep that stuff secret.
Are you working for the aliens?
Yeah, the aliens. I'm their gold guy here on Earth.
What are you
doing? Son of a bitch, you sold us out.
Yeah, I love the idea of all these pawn shops. They're like, hey, we buy gold for cash. That, like, they're in on it too.
Yeah, they're aliens. It's MIB, dude. Aliens live among us.
Like, hey,
okay. Let's wrap it up. Any final thoughts on these circles that are allegedly gold mines and gold and monoatomic gold and are you going to start buying monoatomic gold capsules and taking them?
I think it's all stupid, but because Willie didn't have three other episodes of time, we didn't get all the information, so I don't know. Had he had three more hours to explain the history of gold and how it's made and stuff, maybe I would be on board. But currently, it all sounds like a bunch of crap.
Is monoatomic gold made from gold, or is it its own thing?
It is. It's gold in basically in another state.
But what I'm saying is, are they finding it, or are they finding gold and then turning it into monoatomic gold?
Because you said it was white powder. How are you supposed to just like mine for that?
You could find it as the white powder if you knew how to find it. You know what I mean? I mean, just like we.
Sure.
I'm just saying that, like,
it's a way to find anything.
For the people that know, they can find that.
Does anyone know?
Yeah. Yeah. In the alchemist world, you can take the metallic version of gold and you can affect it in a way to break it down to turn it into monoatomic gold.
Mm. Can you go the other way?
Yeah, yeah.
Get into this business, man. Let's buy a bunch of monoatomic gold and turn it into gold.
It makes for a great movie if you have the alchemy and the science and you could take Fort Knox and turn it into powder and walk out with a bag of dust that is the entire collection.
And then you could turn it back into gold.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great Nicolas Cage movie.
That's a good idea. I think we should do it. Not write the movie, do it.
Yeah, we should do it. Let's steal all the gold in Fort Knox.
I'm going to steal the declaration.
Turn it into a powder.
All you got to do is walk in and throw a couple chemicals on it.
We got to get motorcycles, though.
Man, your motorcycles look nice, but they're all dirty. Were you driving through the desert?
No, yeah. Sir. Oh, wait.
Yeah, no, I was at the desert.
Oh. I thought we were trying to say we...
It smells like gold, if you know what that smells like.
Oh, like gold? Yeah.
Anyways, on your way.
We're on tonight.
See you later, sucker. We got all your gold.
What?
Oh, shit.
Bye.
Too late now.
And then we...
Whoops, I'm doing a wheelie.
I would like a 5 minute in the next movie any of us make. If there's like a 5 minute motorcycle chase that's just like, it's quiet. It's just motorcycles chasing each other.
Has anyone ever done the gag of like an animated show thing, but like the voices do all the car sounds and like sound effects too?
Yeah, someone's done that.
That's funny, though.
Sorry, Kurt. It's
probably a Cars short.
That's cool.
I bet you Larry the Cable Guy already did that.
Larry the Cable Guy goes to the store. That's the one.
Larry the Cable Guy did it. That guy's scooping us on all our good ideas. He's such a fucking funny dude.
He's actually really smart.
Oh, it's shit. The cop was onto us.
Oh, man. There's my ride.
Oh, no. They finally found you.
How about this? There's your ride. That's what you say to the audience. You're under arrest for not laughing at my jokes. That's what I'd say. That's your ride.
I guess my closing thing is, boy, if you want to have a good time, looking up articles, it's pretty crazy to think that this state of gold and that this state of these metallic elements actually is how they are working with superconductors. Here we are, the most cutting edge technology of humanity is at CERN. In this stupid story that I might believe in, this is what they've been doing in these ancient civilization societies. Do I think that there was a alien race that DNA did us and made us mine? And I want to say no. I don't want to be a product of, I think I have a soul and I'm just some weird fucking slave thing that is still a part of the universe. It doesn't take away the creativity of the universe. But if you take that as a possibility, if you try to project that onto our society, here we are. We've got Elon Musk and NASA working together. We're trying to get to Mars. We're trying to get tourists to the moon. They're trying to maybe get this meteor that has more gold on it than the world already has. And it's going to, you know, we live in the lamest version of humanity where we're going to get that gold and we're going to send idiots to Mars.
Yeah. And so it's a waste of time.
When we get there, if there's anything there, if we get smart enough, you know, here we are on Earth. We can't use stem cells to help us. You go to Mars, you can use stem cells and there's no rules.
What do you mean? We can't. We are.
Well, the world is still against stem cells.
But you're saying on Mars, there's no laws.
There's no laws. So let's say you take somebody like Elon Musk
when you boat out into open waters, you can use all the stem cells you want.
It's like the Wild Wild West, but it's like wild space.
We look at Elon Musk and we go, man, this guy's rich. We look at Bezos. We're like, man, this guy's rich. The people that don't make the richest people in the world are actually behind closed doors. You know, you look at the Rothschild family. You look at there's a family out of Russia that is like one of the top five richest families in the history of humans, right? What if those... Because these are the people that run the world. And you look at the future of humanity. Sure, we look at Elon Musk, but I'm like, those people are going to get involved when we do go to Mars. And because if there's no rules and you're not taxed on anything, you can be the same power ruler leader with less. I'm just trying to compare us to this alien race. And I say, hey, we would create an AI to do mining on Mars for us. If I contemplate if AI is a part of evolution, if you take a different civilizations across the universe, different aliens, and you look at their evolution, is AI a part of that? And if it is, then AI probably has consciousness too, you know, and it's a part of the universe.
What are you talking about? We don't have that yet. You're skipping ahead like 50 years.
Also, are the big gods, were they supposed to, are they human-like? I didn't realize we were like descendants of them.
We are only descendants by DNA. They took their DNA and mixed it with animals of the planet.
But just because we would do that doesn't mean it's an argument for that's what they did.
When you picture traveling across galaxies in civilizations that are eons old, you know, we're so young. Humanity is so young.
Yeah.
Compared to every other living thing in the solar system. Just saying, like, let's say humanity lasts for 700 billion years, whatever that is. Just saying, like, the evolution of us traveling through the galaxy is going to have us.
Just because it's hypothetically possible in the future doesn't mean that's what happened in the past.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I'm not giving credibility because that's possible. I'm just saying, like,
you can see how it could have happened. Is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, and. You know, you look at history from like 300 years ago and like the accuracy of the stories of our history isn't that accurate.
Is there any theories on where these guys are now? How's their dwarf star doing? Are they doing good?
Well, every year one of the end of the world scenarios is that dwarf star coming back through the solar system.
Oh, and needing more gold or something?
Well, that like when it comes through, it like changes our... Like that humans used to live on Mars, and like when you see the pyramids and structures on there, it's like they had to leave Mars because at some point something ran into it, and it was this dwarf star going through the solar system.
Huh.
With all that being said, when I look at the technology of today and I look at the people that rule humanity, when you try to look at history and the history of history, we can't even keep it straight. And so our interpretations of other people trying to keep it straight. I'm just saying that there's no way anybody's got any history right. And if we did come from some alien race like this, we definitely would have forgotten that. And does it help us to go forward into the future to find out that let's say that that's true. Does it help us to find out it was true?
I think it's pretty far-fetched to assume we would have forgotten that. I think if that was the case, it's more likely that would have been our history.
Well, when I say forgotten, it's like right now, you know, let's just take Judaism versus Christianity. Whose history is right about Jesus?
Well, yeah, but alien race that's 10 times our size and can fly around and shit like that and created us. That's a bigger jump than the difference between Judaism and Christianity.
But why do we have so many ancient societies that have drawn giants and have depictions of giants? And we're like, and we say, they are just drawing mythology and they all happen to have the same mythology. What if it was the same history?
Yeah. You might be right.
Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry. I yawned.
It's just weird to think that if giants were real, I could see us losing that information.
Oh, but they left. Right. I was going to say, why'd they go away? Is Bigfoot one of these guys? But Bigfoot's not exactly a giant.
He's a friend.
I don't think we have time to get into if Bigfoot was an alien.
Ananuka, whatever they're called.
I mean, it's fun to think about. Like, okay, there's these weird aliens. They're going to show up in 20,000 years, but we're going to kill ourselves long before then. And they're going to come back and be like, what happened?
What did you guys do?
What happened? What if
they come back right before we kill ourselves? I'm like, time for you all to get a spanking and then back to where you should be.
They're going to show back up and it's going to be like a week in terms of like their perception of time. And they're going to see what we've done. And they're going to be like, what the fuck did you do? We were gone for a week. Oh, God. Oh, no. You're just wearing the gold? No, give it.
The second hand didn't even get to the chick-chock. You know?
We're like scrambling to put the world back together. Like we're in risky business and we got to clean the house.
Like mom went out to grab the pizza and she came back and the whole thing was on fucking fire. I was gone for 10 minutes. What are you doing?
And you guys mixed races?
Gross.
Just add something really weird in there. Like, Oh, yeah, we shouldn't talk about it.
We told you guys not to do that. You guys are supposed to say separate. Huh, okay, well, hey, there you go.
Well, I guess we got the answer. I guess all the racists were right.
Our bad guys.
You're inherently racist because, like, the universe is telling you.
Yeah, you're inherently racist. You're supposed to be racist. It's implicit bias because we made it a bias. Do you remember?
Why did we make all these races?
Why do you? What do you think we were doing, making you guys look different?
Look, we got one nose. We got one hair color.
I told you we should have mixed up the stuff. One group should have had three arms. One group should have had four eyes.
They never would have mixed if one group had three arms.
They never would have mixed. They would have been disgusted.
Oh, gross. I'm really, like, that chick is really hot, but she's got three arms.
She's got that third arm coming out of her back.
What's that one going to do? I'm grossed out.
All right, let's wrap it up. Kurt,
what's up?
Pitch your movie. What's the log line?
Derek's Dead is about two former best friends who are forced to reconnect when their third former best friend dies and tasks them with spreading his ashes. And it's the last thing they want to do because they all still hate each other. But guess what? They're going to have to work it out. And guess what else? Something crazy is going to happen.
Okay, good. Yeah, my internet's a little slow, so I missed the second half of that. But I think you probably did a good job.
It doesn't matter. Thanks. Derek's Dead, funny comedy, December 15, on demand, iTunes,
pre-order. Go pre-order it, and we're going to take down Tenet. We're going to take down Christopher Nolan, that pompous ass.
He's one of the worst filmmakers in the game. Get rid of him.
Worst filmmaker. I mean, what was Dunkirk? What was that?
Dunkirk, more like done snooze.
That more was like just, done watching your movies, Christopher Nolan.
More like I'm guy. Done. Dunkirk, more like Kurt's done watching Christopher Nolan movies.
Yes. Derek's Dead. Yes. Go pre-order it. We're going to take down that fucking... He's English, right? Like, fuck. Fuck.
Yeah, fucking English. Christopher Nolan.
Hey, I'm Christopher Nolan. With my buddy Guy Ritchie. And we're just here fucking up film.
In this one, the guys can go back in time for 15 seconds, but then they come back, I think.
You guys think
that what it's about?
You guys think you know movies? We started movies, right?
We made movies.
Fuck you, Americans.
Hollywood, more like fucking Holly Britain.
Fucking shit, we're taking over.
We're fucking taking over, you fucking yanks.
He makes ones about bank robberies. I make ones about kind of weird time stuff.
Film
it's
is
all
measured
very
in.
Heady.
Kind of complicated, but
you yanks wouldn't
stupid.
Really get it.
If you don't get it, you're stupid.
The size of film is in millimeters, not inches, you sorry sack.
Oi, let's make some about some aliens coming to town, try to be nice to aliens. Shut up, South Africa guy. You know, now we're fighting. Who's the South African guy?
Chappie. Hey, I'm Chappie. I've got a great idea for a movie.
What is it?
It's a bunch of aliens who come and they're giants.
Oh, man. See, it can so easily just turn into something racist on accident. That sounded like a bad Mexican accent or something.
Oh. Oh, God. Oh, God.
I thought it was closer
Wade's
to Jamaican.
Gonna get canceled.
What is that accent?
Uh-oh. Well, finally, the thing that cancels Wade.
My bad Chappie impression.
A bad South Africa accent that kind of sounds Hispanic or something.
I'm Teflon. No one can touch me. I dare you to get me canceled. I fucking dare you. I haven't worked in 3 years, so good luck.
I would touch you with a 10-foot pole, buddy.
Okay, thanks everyone for listening. Kurt, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, guys. Great to see you again.
We're going to continue the conversation on our bonus episode. Go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi and treat yourself to more of this rambling nonsense.
We're going
to
get loose.
And remember, just because, sorry, my cat tipped over something.
Start over. We got to start the whole episode over.
Okay, let's start over. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Wade.
And I'm Kurt.
Oh, God.
From South Africa.
Oh, no. Now you've been canceled.
Please, man. I'm begging for it.
Derek's Dead. Do the pre-order. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. giant aliens are coming. They're going to make us all mine some gold.
If you want to be safe, get your gold now.
Oh, man, it's going to suck when we find out that we're not the giants.
I don't know. I'm pretty tall. I'm the tallest guy in my family.
Is there a thing that we're the giants?
No, but like if
they might be giants.
If giants show up, we're going to be like, oh, man, we have to do what they say.
I'm going to not do what they say. I'm going to be like, fuck you, giants.
Yeah, I'm going to be the guy that stands out in front of them with the bat like, you want to come? And then they're just going to smash me.
I'm going to start smoking again because I know that my time is limited.
So might as well. Yeah. Smoke them if you got them.
Smoke them if you got them. Die Hard forever. John McClane didn't save the gold in Die Hard 3. The best Die Hard.
I agree. Absolutely. Absolutely. Easy choice for me.
Okay. Thanks for listening.
You're welcome.